forks up, knives down. Get ready for a plate full of belonging and get ready as we take a bite out of the Little Apple. I am your host, Katie Weavey.
And I am Becky Goff, and this is the Little Apple Bites podcast. Today we have Sarah Hassel from Little Apple Pride joining us on our podcast.
Welcome, Sarah.
Wonderful. Thank you guys for having me.
Yeah, thank you for joining us today. So every one of our podcasts, we start off with the same question to everyone, and that is, what makes the Little Apple special to you?
Yeah, I actually moved to Manhattan about almost 2 years now, and it has been after many years of bopping around to a lot of different locations, living abroad, I finally decided to set up roots, so I'm in the process of, you know, buying a home. The community here is fantastic. I found some really wonderful people, and I've been very, very welcomed by everyone here. It's been fantastic. It's been a great 2 years.
That's awesome. We get a little bit of a different answer every time, but there's always kind of that same connection about community, and that's kind of the whole point of this podcast, is just kind of talking about the Little Apple and a community. So, yeah.
Definitely one worth celebrating.
Absolutely. And speaking of celebrating, Little Apple Pride is coming up. It is on April 20th, and that is why you're here, obviously. Tell us a little bit about what Little Apple Pride is and what they do for the community.
Yeah, so Little Apple Pride used to be a student-led organization out of the university. I think it was founded in 2008. It grew so rapidly that they actually kind of were like, handed it off to the community and was like, hey, can we make this bigger and include everyone, not just the campus community? And there we took it over and have pretty much been running with parades. Last year we had, well, I think, one of our largest turnouts with, I think we had almost 40 vendors, and we didn't get an official count, but definitely almost 1,000 people coming through, if not more. And this year we have even more vendors and have kind of expanded our space. So we're expecting a large turnout. It's just a space to celebrate the LGBTQIA plus community here in Manhattan and find a space that's welcoming and let people know that they're not alone, especially, you know, given some of the, let's say, recent less welcoming vibes that have been happening.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a super cool event. That's awesome. Over 40 vendors. So tell us a little bit about if someone hasn't been there, what can they expect?
Wonderful. Yeah. So the event starts off with a parade. People are welcome to join or just spectate. So we will be kind of going around City Park through Aggieville. Had to cut it a little short this year because of construction. so we'll be coming back to City Park. From there, it'll end pretty much at the pavilion, the We Felt Pavilion and the band shell. We will have music and performers as well as food, nonprofits coming to talk about information as well as things that you could buy. We have a lot of local artisans going to be there. So upwards now of this year, we have about 50 vendors that have signed up, so we are probably no longer going to be able to all fit inside the pavilion, so they'll be all around. Everyone's welcome. It is a kid-friendly event, so feel free to bring family.
Yeah, very cool. I'm excited about it, and you know, you said the parade route has changed a little bit, and I think also something that's cool about the parade is anyone can just join in and march at the end, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So tell me about like where people should go if they're like, hey, I think I want to march and walk around City Park with you guys.
Definitely. So we will be staging at the City Park pool parking lot. So that is on Points. Right? The entrance is on Points. Correct. I always forget the name.
Yes.
From there, essentially we'll head back out. We're going to be staging around 2:30-ish. The parade will leave there at 3 and kind of go down, I believe that is 14th Street. Go down the one not under construction.
Oh, so that would be 11th Street side.
Thank you, yes. 11th. Thank you. Go down 11th towards Aggieville. We'll go through Aggieville, kind of reverse the normal traffic route, and then head back through, down right through City Park. So we're not going to do the whole loop around. Mm-hmm. We'll actually end doing the kind of curvy road through City Park and end right at the pavilion. So the parade ends and drops people off right at the festivities, which is nice.
Yeah, that is nice.
So spectators can actually join as you're walking by, correct?
Correct, yeah. If they want to come see and watch the first half of it, and then at the end, if they want to just jump in at the end and come on in, as long as, you know, they're making sure to be in front of the barriers, because we will have the roads closed, so right. always just for safety things, making sure that they're jumping in, but the barriers are still up if they're not tagging in too late where the barriers
right.
come down.
Yeah. Don't need to cause any safety
Yeah,
issues,
we don't want any traffic.
Course, yeah.
We're trying to be a as quick kind of move through, so we're not blocking too much traffic for...
Yeah. But that's not too, that shouldn't be too hard for somebody, no. especially unless they last minute decide to join in. But I feel like I've been before and watched people, and as long as you just follow right in right at the end,
yep,
right?
as long as you jump in, usually it, they take a while to take down the barriers anyway. So
yeah,
we have thankfully very supportive police force as well, who are going to be there mm-hmm. at major intersections to keep everyone safe as well.
That's awesome. Awesome.
Yeah, I think that that is such a unique feature of your guys' parade that's different from most parades. We called the Veterans Day Parade here down points
yes.
and other things. And, you know, typically you have to sign up and do things like that. But that is a cool, inclusive part of your guys' parade is anyone can join. You want to be there. And then you get to do so much fun stuff afterwards as well.
Yeah, it's definitely one of the, I think, core points of the group is
yeah.
like we want to welcome anyone who wants to join. And so if you can't fully make it to the staging or you can only maybe catch the later half of a parade, feel free to jump in whenever you can and join us. We'd love to have you.
Absolutely.
So normally, or I shouldn't say normally, or traditionally, or usually, universally, Pride Month is in June, but Manhattan is doing this celebration in April. Is that because of the ties to the university, or do you can you elaborate on why that is?
No, yes, you got it in one. So because this started with a student group and with so many of our ties kind of with the student group that started it, we wanted to make sure that it was still accessible to students who wanted to participate, especially those who maybe wouldn't otherwise have access to any Pride festivities in their hometown. So before the students leave, it's kind of our goal to make sure that we let them know as well that they're welcome and show that, you know, even though they might only be here for university, that they're also welcome into the community. Very happy to have them.
That's awesome. That's very, like you said, it's just kind of that one way, and one more way that you can include that group that maybe goes back home for the summer or maybe has other studying abroad or things like that they're going to be doing. So
yes, definitely. And then we do have a mini celebration. So we usually have our June cookout for people who are still in town over the summer during Pride Month. It's a little bit toastier, a little bit warmer than April, but
right.
Is definitely, once again, everyone is welcome. I think last year we had it at the Annenberg Park, so I'm not sure exactly if we've said where it's going to be this year.
Gotcha. And then why is it, I mean, you kind of have touched on it a little bit, but why is it important to the Manhattan community to be able to have an event like this here in our community?
Yeah, definitely. So I know as someone who had moved here 2 years ago, that was one of the first things that I looked up. I was like, hey, you know, is this a space where I will feel safe and welcome and find a community that will be supportive? And that's how I stumbled upon Little Apple Pride, is kind of what ended up making my decision, was this organization and so many of the other things I heard about the community. So that was a big factor in my decision. I wanted to kind of give back to that of saying, like, we often, I feel like in the Plain States can get a bad rap of like, oh, it's the Midwest, you know, they're not going to have support, they're not going to be as welcoming, and that has definitely not been the case that I've excited here, and I want to kind of continue that with Little Apple Pride. And I think Little Apple Pride shows all generations, young and old, that there is, again, that community bit, there's support, and then if they need assistance, we're here. We've done, you know, people have connected people with resources. We're affiliated with the Flint Hills Human Rights Project, and they also do a lot of great work as well. So just creating that community, I think, is going to be huge, because without it, you know, when you feel alone, it's kind of hard to not only feel safe, but mm-hmm. to connect and be your genuine self.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that Manhattan as a community is kind of an anomaly in that way in Kansas. And I don't want to say that, you know, everywhere in Kansas is different, but I think that there is, and that's one of the reasons I love being here too, is there is so much diversity and something so different about Manhattan, but at the same time, it is a Midwestern feel. Mm-hmm. It is a small town feel, mm-hmm. and in the best kind of ways.
Yeah, definitely.
And I want to talk about, obviously, the Pride Parade and the event in April is your big thing coming, and it's coming up really soon. But you guys do more than just this one parade, and you talked about it a little bit with your cookout in June. Tell us a little bit about what else, what else makes Little Apple Pride, Little Apple Pride, and what stands out to you that they do?
Yeah, so... historically, we have done a variety of events. So we've done anything from drag bingo nights, which were always popular, to potlucks for community members, as well as cookouts open to community members as well. We are kind of relooking at the types of events we want to do because we want to make sure that it's not just our one big event, mm-hmm. And that we're continuing to be a presence in the community and that the community still feels like they have access and are able to join in even if they can't maybe make it in April.
Yeah, definitely. And then what are some ways that people can get involved?
Definitely. We always love having more community volunteers. We have our meetings usually Monday nights, and if you want to join, or even if it's just like the day of assistance, you can reach out to thelittleapplepride@gmail.com, and our social media as well, I believe, Facebook and Instagram. If you reach out there, we have someone who monitors that. We're always in need of people who have fresh ideas. Mm-hmm. As of right now, there's a pretty good core of us, but the group has gotten smaller and smaller as people kind of move and leave and are kind of transient a little bit. So anyone who's interested or has wonderful ideas on how to service the community or maybe events that they really want to see, we would love to have you.
Yeah.
It's always great to have more community members involved.
And are your meetings on Mondays year-round, or is that...
So, yeah, we've had on Mondays year-round for a while. Usually every other week as we got closer to Little Apple Pride, it becomes a little bit weekly. We are currently looking for a new location to kind of bring it a little bit closer to campus because we've had people who don't have access to cars. But we're also dealing with the parking situation of can't... Aggieville.
Right.
How do we, can we have it there? Can we find parking for community members? So it's been a balance between student and community involvement of how to find a place that can accommodate both.
Yeah.
That makes sense because it's kind of hard for those without vehicles to get there, especially if they're having to rely on public transportation because it's not always available at that time. It was. I saw on Facebook where there was a notation that volunteers are still welcome for setting stuff up on the event day. Is that correct?
Yes, 100%. So because of our high numbers of vendors, which we're very excited about, that also means that we have about an hour of mass setting up tables for people who are interested and are available, who are like, I can't guarantee every Monday or every Monday evening, but I want to assist. If you come to City Park at the Pavilion, I think around 10 a.m., we would love to have your assistance with setting up tables and chairs.
So just show up and just give a hand. And
yep, you'll see.
That's awesome.
There'll be us. We'll be in the shirts, and we'll see you, and we'll flag you over. Always more hands. What's the saying? More hands make light work. If anyone is available, we'd love to have them.
And then what is your, maybe we kind of already talked about this, what is like your favorite part of being part of this organization?
Yeah. Excuse me. I would say my favorite part about being a part of the Little Apple Pride is how many people it has connected me to, and how not only in the Manhattan area, but starting to know how many people out in the smaller towns of, you know, Hayes, Junction City, that are vendors who want to come in and support, who don't have access to such an event. It's really showed me, like, okay, these are the local artisans that I really want to support, because they've also been here at the Lapa Pride. So that's been great. And then just the amount of people who join and support are have started to become some of my friends. So we do other out-of-volunteer events. So it's built a support network for me with the other volunteers as well.
That's awesome to have kind of that additional, you know, community networking group.
Yes.
That then, you know, kind of becomes then your little friend group as well, right?
Little slowly developing kind of like found family community situation. So it's been
there you go.
Very nice to, because I just started showing up on a whim. I was like, okay, I heard they're on Mondays at the bookstore. I'll show up. And then from there, it kind of expanded.
That's
and
awesome.
Here I am.
Here you are a couple years later and
yes.
On our podcast. There you go.
And I can't believe we did not ask, but we didn't ask what exactly is your role with Little Apple Pride.
Yes.
Should have asked that at the beginning.
No worries.
It's perfectly okay. Like we said, this is very conversational. So,
so I originally joined as being a part of the essentially the committee for vendors and people who wanted to join the event as like tabling and getting information out. I then became the committee, so I'm in charge of our vendor registration, as well as just communicating with people who want to join, reaching out to people who we'd love to have. Also, we each kind of pick up different jobs. So right now, beforehand, we're putting out our flyers, letting everyone know that, hey, this is happening. And general outreach is kind of a mixed bag of everybody. So, mostly vendors and those who are hoping to, if not be set up a table, then come and at least participate that okay. want to register.
Cool. And then I know that obviously many hands make light work. You are not the only person with Little Apple Pride. Is there anyone that you kind of want to talk about or thank? I know that you guys have a lot of sponsors as well. Or people that maybe like other co-chairs or other members of the group that you would like to thank for their help or talk about.
Yeah. Trying to think this year. I know we've had donations from our Little Apple Podiatry. Mm-hmm. Maria Snyder, always assisting, is great support, helps run everything from the day-to-day meetings to our social media and communications. And then we also have had the Manhattan Entertainment. What's the name?
Manhattan Entertainment Company.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. The Manhattan Entertainment Company has been great in supporting and has been interested in kind of assisting with day of event and entertainment and doing different raffles. So
yeah.
It's been great to have them on board. It's been more vendors. It's kind of been interesting. We didn't have we didn't have a lot of volunteers to be able to go like knock on doors per se this year. So more kind of vendors and previous donations that we're using for this year.
Okay. Very cool.
Yeah.
Still exciting. Do you have any other questions, Becky?
I was looking through the list and I think we covered everything we had come up with.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I was trying to think if I had anything else.
I know. Did I go too short for you?
No,
are
good.
It's just
I do want to, if we don't have any more questions, I do want to kind of open it up to you and say, is there anything that we didn't cover that you think is really important to say, or anything that you want us to discuss?
Yeah, I wish I had more. I wish we had our policy person on. So we have, I know the Flint Hills Human Rights Project, who we are affiliated with does a lot of advocacy work on the legislative level, reaching out to local politicians and meeting with them, and really appreciate that with their role in educating both people who volunteer at Little Apple Pride, but also the community in general, and trying to mobilize against some of the legislation that is very specifically targeted towards our community. So I wanted to give a shout out to them for all of their work, and it's been super helpful. I'm really hoping that our legislators are able to listen to us and take into account that we are also their constituents, and we would love to have their support.
Absolutely. It is definitely important to have these systems and these groups in place to help give people a voice that may not have one. And I think that that's why it is so amazing, and that's why we wanted to have you on this podcast, is because Little Apple Pride is an amazing event, and it gives people a voice. And so I think that that is an amazing thing to be able to do.
Right. And I know there's plans to be discussions on the different policies and laws that are being proposed or have been put into place, likely at the event. So if you're interested in just coming for educational purposes, more than welcome. It isn't only just for people within the community. It's open to allies and families and people who just want to learn and be respectful while you're there.
Absolutely. Well, remind us again where we can find you guys.
Fantastic. So you can find us on Facebook and Instagram at Little Apple Pride. We often post there about our different events. And then you can find us on April 20th at City Park in Manhattan, Kansas. We're very happy to have you guys.
All right. Check them out at City Park. And thank you so much for joining us today, Sarah.
Yes. Thank you guys for having me.
All right, Becky, tell us what is going on the next couple weeks.
Well, Katie, we have Flight Cruise in Flight Entertainment tonight. It is going to be Paul Hunt, who will be performing from 7 to 9. Paul is a trombone player. Yeah, so I'm thinking like probably some jazz.
Yeah.
I tried to find some information about him, and he's a hard one to find information on.
Okay. Gonna
have to do some more research on him for the next time he's out and about, and maybe go do some recon tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. No, yeah. Very cool. I think that'll be a fun one for sure. So check that out tonight if you're not doing anything. And then tomorrow morning, as always, start your Saturday at the farmers market. They have actually increased their hours. They have gone to summer hours. Yay.
Yeah, definitely. Now that it's starting to get warmer out, you can actually get out to the farmers market starting at 8 in the morning if you're an early bird.
Yes.
And I think some of those vendors actually have breakfast items, so you don't even have to worry about having breakfast before you go down to the market. You can literally get it there and eat it while you walk around. So
definitely a plus. Yeah, so check that out, 8 to 1. And then the rest of your Saturday, there's actually a lot of things going on the next couple weeks. I think that summer is, dare I say, summer is starting to catch on.
Hopefully at
warm
least,
weather, please
let's just
stay.
Go with spring.
Yeah, spring.
There
spring,
we go.
Spring,
yeah.
Spring, yes.
Yeah. I mean, I don't mind summer at all, but like, let's try and have like at least a month and a half of spring.
No, I want summer. Well, I want to skip it.
I want spring before we have summer, because then next thing you know, it's going to be winter again. So let's not rush this.
Okay. Well, so, anyway. Speaking of spring, spring is good because you... In spring, have flowers, and Saturday, you have the annual Tulip Festival in Wamego.
Yeah, absolutely. And that is a free event. There are vendors set up all over the city park in Wamego, and it brings in thousands of visitors each year. Katie, I don't know if you've ever been over there for this or not.
I have not, but I really should, because tulips are my favorite flower.
Oh my gosh.
I love tulips.
And there are thousands of tulips that hopefully this wind we've had lately hasn't completely destroyed the blooms, and they'll still be beautiful flowers to take in while you're over there.
Yes.
But definitely can find all sorts of homemade goods. There'd be food vendors there, just about anything you can imagine, and even things that you didn't know existed. So it's always cool to go over there. And then
that kicks off at 9 a.m. on Saturday.
Yes.
And goes until 6. And then it's also on Sunday if you can't make it out Saturday.
Correct. And there's live music in the park throughout the day, both days.
Okay.
And that's free. So,
yeah.
Concert, craft stuff.
Yeah. Tulips.
Tulips.
And Sunday is from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Yes, definitely. And just lots of things to see and do. Definitely a very family-friendly place to go and have a little bit of fun and just enjoy the weather and find something cool. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. I mean, I've been a handful of times taking my kids, even when they were younger, and they still enjoyed themselves because sometimes there's even, like, the Historical Society over there has, like, sometimes they do, like, a make-and-take craft type of thing, too. So
very cool.
Yeah.
Well, also Saturday is the inaugural Mac and Cheese Arts and Music Festival. What is that, Becky?
Okay, so Katie, this is a pretty cool event.
Okay.
So Mac is actually the Manhattan Arts Center. However, Mac also stands for like macaroni and cheese. Uh-huh, so using the play on words, they created this festival that is going to have mac and cheese themed beverages,
what?
And food at food vendors that are going to be on hand. Mm-hmm. Going to be all sorts of art and other vendors and things for you to do. And it's just kind of this cool thing they decided to do.
Yeah.
And
okay.
This year, the event is actually going to benefit Common Table, which we've had them on already.
Oh, super cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that... I can't remember what episode it is, but it was in November, December.
Yes.
So you can check that out if you want to learn more about Common Table. But
yes.
Gotta love mac and cheese.
Yeah.
Definitely check out that mac and cheese festival from 11 to 4.
Yes. And they're going to have live music. They'll have live art demonstrations.
And I'm assuming that that's at the Manhattan Arts Center.
Yes, it is at the Manhattan Arts Center in their parking lot, in the building, all over. Like, you're not going to be able to miss it if you get close to that. And that's on Points Avenue, around, like, 1600 block.
Okay.
But you won't miss it at their big red building, so.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then also on Saturday, busy Saturday this weekend, apparently everybody knew it was supposed to be nice out, so they planned a bunch of events.
Yeah.
So it is the Downtown Manhattan Art Walk, and that starts at 5 p.m., goes until 8, and there are 10... businesses or locations within the downtown area that are going to be hosting artists or artwork from artists from the region. So it's going to be a cool thing. Just get out, enjoy the weather, and just take a nice leisurely stroll around and check out all the artwork that's going to be out and about.
Very cool.
And I know a couple of the artists are going to have like kind of a little event within the event.
Yeah. Okay.
Because like one of them's got a DJ that's going to be in the space where their art's at, and they're going to be playing kind of this, you know, just kind of playing the art. They're going to be playing kind of that lo-fi music to just kind of set the mood and the tone for.
Set the vibes.
Yeah.
That's very cool. Nice leisurely walk and get to see some beautiful art. Check that out. And then we'll bring you to Tuesday the 16th.
Yes. So Tuesday the 16th is karaoke night at Finn's Pub. So, Katie, I don't know if you like to sing or not, or if you like showing off your singing abilities.
Not in front of people, typically.
Okay.
I don't think other people appreciate it as much as I do.
Oh, gotcha. Well, for those of you who are willing to share your singing, whether you are good at it or not, go to Finn's starting at 8 o'clock, and you can sing your favorite song for everyone in the bar.
Mm-hmm.
And they do that every Tuesday.
Yeah.
So definitely something to do. Have a little fun and enjoy yourselves. And just find that favorite song you want to sing and go and do that. Do you have a favorite song you would sing if you sang karaoke?
I don't know the name of the song, but I'm not. I think it's Don't Go Breaking My Heart.
Oh my gosh, yes. Absolutely. Don't Go Breaking My Heart.
It
was a good one.
It reminds me of the movie Ella Enchanted.
Absolutely. Love that movie. Oh my gosh, yeah.
Yeah.
Love singing that to the movie.
That's the first thing that comes to my mind. But,
yes.
You know,
Right. Absolutely.
Moving on. going to Friday the 19th, Liquid Art is hosting a comedy night from 7 to 9. That is a lot of fun. They're going to have food. They're obviously going to have drinks. And you can get tickets for that. I have actually been to one of their comedy nights before, and it is a lot of fun. Amateur comedians, and they're usually pretty good. So, and the food and the drinks are always very good at Liquid Art.
Awesome. And yeah, those tickets can be found by going to Liquid Art's Facebook page. There's a link there, or just search them and go to their website. You can do it through that way as well.
Absolutely. Then not much happening the next week or weekend, or the next week, I should say. But then obviously next weekend, the 20th.
Yes. Is Little Apple Pride Day, which we just spoke with Sarah and talked all about it.
Yes.
But kind of going to recap it just a little bit. If you've never been to Little Apple Pride Day, it is just kind of this day filled with all sorts of events, just kind of, you know, celebrating everyone and giving people a place to belong. And the first thing to do is join the parade. So if you want to walk the whole parade, meet at City Park Pool at about 2:45. Join the group to walk the whole parade route. Mm-hmm. So that's going to go along Points Avenue to 11th Street, up to Morrow, and then go across on Morrow Street to 12th. They have to stop a little early this year because of the construction.
Right.
Then they'll take 12th Street back to City Park. And then they'll arrive at the band shell and the Weefald Pavilion where vendors will be set up. They've got entertainment scheduled. Just going to be a day full of all sorts of fun events.
Yeah.
With lots of information and
absolutely. Definitely check out Pride Day. And if you want more information, you can check them out on Facebook and Instagram at Little Apple Pride. And it'll have all that information. It has the parade route in a fancy little image so you can see it. So definitely check that out. And then Sunday, the festivities continue.
Absolutely. So Sunday at Manhattan Entertainment Company is Food Truck Frenzy Drag Brunch. Mm-hmm. So this month for Drag Brunch, they have invited in a couple of local food trucks to provide the brunch menu for the event. Typically, when you buy your ticket, you pay a little extra to get that brunch provided. This month, your ticket is just your admission, and then you just pay for whatever food you decide to purchase from the food trucks. So if you want stuff from all of the food trucks, you can spend your whole paycheck there.
Yeah.
You can do however you want, you know.
Very nice. Yeah. So that's at Manhattan Entertainment Company in the Candlewood Shopping Center.
Yes. Doors open at 10:30 and the show starts at 11 with drag performers including Lil Kimchi, Ty Wu, Olive D. Cox, and Brianna Jade. They are all local to the Manhattan area, perform at a lot of events around here. And honestly, I've seen them perform and they are great.
Yeah.
Such a fun time. So
absolutely. Definitely check that out. Remember that tickets are required because space is limited, but you can go out to their Facebook and you can go out to their website and get those tickets.
And Drag Brunch is also an all ages show. Mm-hmm. But parents are advised that if your kiddos are 13 or under, it is obviously, regardless of age, it's up to you whether you want them to come to the show. But the show is intended for definitely for anyone 13 and over. Those younger, it's just up to the parents and how they feel about.
Absolutely.
So then, Katie, the next thing I found was not until Tuesday. And it's actually kind of a cool event that the Chamber of Commerce is putting on. They haven't had one of these in a while. Actually, I think it was before COVID was the last time they did one of these seminars to help local individuals, businesses with like being able to learn more about how to be successful with what they do. So this one is actually a two-part, has two different segments of the seminar. The first one is focusing on leadership and the roles within, you know, the leadership of within a company. And then the second session focuses more on the customer service side. So it should be a really good event. There is still availability to attend.
Yeah.
Just need to go to manhattan.org to find that.
Yeah, definitely a good opportunity for anyone, whether you're a business owner or you're an office manager or anything like that. I know that Becky and I are planning to go to the morning session, so
yes,
you can come say hi to us there.
Absolutely.
But it's going to be hosted by Dan Mann, and I think the beginning morning session starts at 8:30,
yes,
goes to 11:30, and then the afternoon session is 1:30 to 4:30.
Yes,
so
absolutely.
You can register on the chamber's website, which is manhattan.org.
Definitely. And then the next thing we have going is on Wednesday, April 24th, it is open mic night back at Finn's again. They do this every other week, Katie, and this is an opportunity for anyone who wants to perform to be able to perform their work. This could be your musical talent. Maybe you're a poet. Maybe you are someone who does like spoken word performances.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe you want to try out your comedic abilities and see if you would be a good stand-up comedian. Tell your favorite joke, you know?
Yeah, very cool. Definitely check out Open Mic Night at Finn's if you're not doing anything in two Wednesdays. And Thursday, the 25th of April, Manhattan Brewing Company is going to be hosting their fourth annual Meat Bingo.
Yes, Meat Bingo. You heard that correct. Meat Bingo. So this isn't M-E-E-T. This is M-E-A-T.
Right.
So, like, don't come hungry because the meat's not cooked. Because that's the prizes, though. So you can win if you get a bingo. Some of the prizes include local pork, local beef, and other locally grown and sourced meat products.
Yeah, definitely. It's a cool event, and it benefits the K-State Animal Sciences and Industry Student Association, which is a really great program, helps students grow their knowledge, learn
yes,
more about their field. And that starts at 6:30, so you could win, like, some really good cuts of meat.
Yeah, exactly.
You
and
could
then
win dinner.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Just have dinner for the next night if you win a bingo, you know?
And then also that Thursday, the 25th, is Thursdays with Taiwu. It's an 18 and older event held at the Manhattan Entertainment Company.
Yes, so Taiwu will be performing as part of Drag Brunch, but Taiwu also has a monthly event on the last Thursday of the month. She performs kind of a variety show there at Manhattan Entertainment Company. It's something they started a few months ago. I haven't gone yet, but I really need to.
Mm-hmm.
Tickets are required for this show, and they are $10. I believe they're $10. It's an 18 and up show, but if you're 21, you can purchase beer or other beverages.
Absolutely. So definitely check that out. Taiwu performs old Hollywood song covers. Covers of today's hits.
Yeah, basically, beautiful. Yeah, she'll have something for everyone. She's
yeah,
amazing. So
check that out. Doors open at 6:30. You can buy tickets at Manhattan Entertainment Company's website and probably their Facebook.
Yes, there's links on there as well.
And I think that's all the events that we have coming up for the next 2 weeks.
That is all that I found, but that doesn't mean there aren't more that exist. So I'll just shameless plug here real quick. Go to littleapplepost.com. If you have an event coming up that we don't talk about on our podcast, there is a link to submit your event to us so that we can put it on that calendar. And then Katie and I can talk about your upcoming event in our next podcast.
Absolutely. Definitely fill out that community calendar. And thank you again, Sarah, so much for talking to us today, telling us more about Little Apple Pride and kind of the history behind it. We are very excited to see you guys out there at the parade.
Yeah, it should be great. And then just a reminder that a locally grown apple a day keeps our community unique in every way. And we'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye.